Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker which lets you share your content with the world. Perhaps the most troubling sign for Chinese leaders is the international community's growing concerns about China's sovereignty issues, which Beijing often cites as a core issue. Last year, 22 countries sent a statement to the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights condemning China's detention of at least a million Muslims in Xinjiang. Last year at the UN Human Rights Council, 53 countries supported China in its controversial introduction of a national security law in Hong Kong that allowed authorities to crack down on the city's pro-democracy movement. At this year's UN General Assembly, more than 60 members proclaimed China's position on human rights, in essence, that violations of the rights of a nation have nothing to do with peace. In Germany and other industrialized countries, China's image has been tarnished by its somewhat aggressive diplomacy. The detention and re-education of hundreds of thousands of Uyghurs in Xinjiang and massive restrictions on the freedom of Hong Kong citizens have further damaged China's reputation in Europe and the United States. Global surveys by the Pew Research Center in 2014 and 2017 ranked the Chinese government's restrictions on religion as among the highest in the world, despite the country's low to moderate rating of religion-related social hostility. However, the success of Chinese measures is not uniform in different parts of the world. However, Xi's initiatives are raising more and more questions about how the Chinese economy will interact with the rest of the world. As the country's wealth and influence grows, the Chinese state seeks to consolidate power at home while playing a more assertive role in Asia and the world. As China's profile rises, Beijing is pushing its own concepts of global governance, development, and international relations, seizing influence in organizations such as the United Nations to inject these concepts into global discourse, and using its growing wealth and military power to challenge existing ones. The rules of the American world system. Not so long ago, China was viewed primarily as a regional player with a predominant focus on developments in its overseas neighbor. Over several decades, China has established itself as a global player. It has solidified its role as one of the few countries with global interests and the ability to act accordingly. China's presence is now being felt in every corner of the world, from the South Pacific to South and Central Asia, the Middle East, Latin America and beyond. Aware of China's rise, many countries have subsequently departed from the domestic and foreign policy principles established by China's former leader, Deng Xiaoping, and run counter to their own views. Politicians are increasingly wary as they devise new means to protect their systems of government, economic prosperity and national security from a more assertive China. In Australia, the first country to ban 5G technology from Huawei and its Chinese counterpart ZTE, China is facing growing scrutiny after Canberra discovered China's disturbing meddling in its domestic politics. As China prepares to pass a national security law in Hong Kong that will further undermine its commitment to China's one policy, two systems, nearly 200 politicians around the world and several countries have issued statements condemning the move. The debate is both about Beijing's acceptance of the prevailing world order and that China, chosen by fate, should lead the world. As varied and complex as these discussions may seem, Stanzel said, the Chinese Communist Party has the final say on all matters that do not necessarily concern world order. China is a global force in the global digital economy and artificial intelligence technologies. China is the world's fastest growing major economy, the second richest country in the world, and the world's largest producer and exporter. Today, China has the second largest economy in the world, ranks first in outward FDI, has become a world leader in artificial intelligence and an engine of global economic growth. Modern global capitalism would not have survived in its current form without the dynamism and centrality of China. The BRI has placed China at the center of the international system, and its physical, financial, cultural, technological and political influence extends to the rest of the world. It is the world's largest trading power and the largest global source of credit, boasts the largest population and military in the
world, and has become a global center of innovation. Most analysts predict that China's real GDP will exceed that of the United States by 2030, making it the largest economy in the world. This is especially true in Europe, where most or most in every country surveyed say China is the world's leading economic power. With the exception of the United States itself, where 52% of Americans cite the United States as the world's leading economic power, only Japan and South Korea cite the United States more than China. In most European countries surveyed, about half or more say China is the world's leading economy, compared to about a third who say the same about the United States. Estimates of the U.S. economy in 7 countries and 9 European countries. In the 14 countries surveyed, when asked to rate the relative economic position of these regions, an average of 48% named China as the world's leading economic power. South Korea and Japan are the only 2 countries, besides the United States itself, where the U.S. sees the world's leading economy more than China. Of the 4 options proposed, people in most of the countries surveyed are most likely to view China as the world's leading economy. China became the world's largest trading power in 2013 in terms of imports and exports, and the world's largest importer of raw materials. China became the world's largest commodity exporter in 2009 and the largest commodity trading country in 2013. China became the world's largest economy by purchasing power parity in 2014. In 2010, it was the 3rd most visited country in 2012. In the world, China is the largest telecommunications market in the world and currently has the largest number of active cell phones of any country in the world with over 1.5 billion subscribers as of 2018. Unlike traditional infrastructure investment backed by multilateral institutions such as the World Bank and the Asian Development Bank, China is a one-stop shop. Some critics say the project makes economically weak countries dependent on China. Conversely, greater interaction between China and the world could cause short-term shocks for Chinese workers and businesses in some sectors as the country imports more goods from the rest of the world. The results of our simulations, which use the McKinsey Global Growth Model and reconcile results with external studies, show that more or less active interaction between China and the world in these 5 areas could potentially bring economic benefits to the world, from $22 trillion to $37. Trillion by 2040, equivalent to 15-26% of GDP. The new MGI China and World Impact Index measures the relative importance of these economic flows to the Chinese and global economies compared to other major economies. To assess China's integration with the world along the technology value chain, MGI researched 81 technologies in 11 fields and found that China uses global standards in more than 90% of its technologies.
Thank you all for joining us again on China, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.